20-Minute History is an independent operation made possible with the help of listeners like you. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can do so through the Acast supporter feature linked in the episode notes, or by going to patreon.com/20minhistory.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to 20-Minute History Bonus Bites. As always, I am your host, David A. Bradbury, and today I've got a short episode consisting of something a little bit different for you. But first, we have some quick housekeeping matters to get through. I owe a couple people a huge thank you. First, to Fearful Jesuit, the anonymous host of the Paranoid Strain podcast on the That's Not Canon Network, who gave us a shout-out in their latest upload. Now, you all know that 20-Minute History is no stranger to myth and conspiracy, be it religious, spiritual, political, or otherwise, but with the time constraints that we're under, we're not always able to dive as deeply into them as we'd like. So if an in-depth look into society's most infamous conspiracies is something that interests you, definitely go check out their show. My sincerest thanks also go out to Benjamin Bernier of the Thugs and Miracles podcast, the show that chronicles French history through the eyes of its monarchs from the fall of Rome all the way to the French Revolution. Benjamin was kind enough to promote us on his recent episode on the legacy of Dagobert, and since listening to that episode, I've been on a T&M kick. Every episode starts with a gripping story about the royals before moving into analysis, which is always packed with wit and insight. I highly recommend you check out his show if you want to take a good, entertaining look at early French history. All relevant links for both shows in the episode notes. And secondly, with the topics finalized and the research already underway, I'm extremely excited to now announce the theme of our upcoming follow-up season: theses, theories, and conspiracies. I'll have a full description and trailer dropping closer to release, but very broadly, we are going to take a stab at some of history's biggest and most consequential questions, some of which will lead us down a path of skeptical inquiry, and some of which will drag us down the road of paranoid conspiracy. Keep your eyes peeled. It'll be here sooner than you think. But anyways, now that that's out of the way, onto the meat of today's installment. Today is Valentine's Day, if you just so happen to be listening to this episode on the day of its release, and as such, I really wanted to do something special for my faithful listeners. Let you all know that I love you and stuff. I originally wanted to do a brief history of the holiday. Unfortunately, my schedule simply does not permit that at this time. But in the absence of that, I have a dramatic reading of the oldest English language Valentine's letter. I did warn you it was going to be a little different today. In any case, the following letter is part of a collection at the British Library known as the Paston Letters, and today I offer my lowly rendition of it to everyone who has supported this podcast so far. Whether your contribution be big or small, rest assured that it does not, nor has it ever, gone unnoticed. Thank you. All of you, you that listens to every new episode, that likes our posts, shares our announcements, spreads the word, I wouldn't be here without you. More content coming soon, but for now, I'm David A. Bradbury. Enjoy the reading, and I'll see you in the next one.
right reverend and worshipful, and my right well-beloved Valentine, I recommend me unto you full-heartedly, desiring to hear of your welfare, which I beseech Almighty God long for to preserve unto his pleasure and your heart's desire. And if it pleases you to hear of my welfare, I am not in good health, of body nor of heart, nor shall I be till I hear from you. For there knows no creature what pain that I endure, and even on the pain of death I would reveal no more. And my lady, my mother, hath labored the matter to my father full diligently, but she can no more get than you already know of, for which God knoweth. I am full sorry. But if you love me, as I trust verily that you do, you will not leave me therefore. For even if you had not half the livelihood that you have, for to do the greatest labor that any woman alive might, I would not forsake you. And if you command me to keep me true wherever I go, indeed I will do all my might you to love and never anyone else. And if my friends say that I do amiss, they shall not stop me from doing so. My heart me bids evermore to love you truly over all earthly things, and if they be never so angry, I trust it shall be better in time coming. No more to you at this time, but the Holy Trinity have you in keeping, and I beseech you that this bill be not seen by any non-earthly creature save only yourself, and this letter was written at Topcroft with full heavy heart. Be your own, Marjorie Bruce.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.